Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Oh, hey everyone, just a sec. I think I finally got the hang of the command console's more delicate operations, and some really interesting stuff is coming through about the void. You know, the one that's slowly consuming reality as we know it. Let's see here, Oh, this is big. Ah, it's a good thing I run such a tight ship as Emperor of the Space Bunker, or we might have missed this. Now I'll simply press the button that forwards this vital information onto the High Council. Funny that it's so close to the delete forever button. I mean, gonna be honest, I have made that mistake before. Anyway, pressing the correct button, now.
Surprise mutiny!
Ah!
File deleted.
Step away from the command interface, Craig. Your narratively inconsequential reign as Emperor is over.
Yeah, we're running things now as equal partners.
That's right, with equal in air quotes. Think Simon and Garfunkel post-bookends.
But I was just getting even better at being Emperor than I naturally was when I started.
Craig, you know I love you, buddy, but you're a terrible Emperor. You're really better suited for a role that de-emphasizes your incompetence. And I think some time in the brig is just what you need to realize that. We do have a brig, right?
We have the crystal prism of mediocrity. Nobody gets out of there. Well, Emily Blunt could probably manage it, don't quote me.
Oh yeah, Trisha? Well, I'm not going without a fight. And if there's one thing I know, it's that you don't have the guts to use that laser saw.
Yikes, I really did some major structural damage there. I hope he glues back together this time.
You've been repairing him? Just pop on a new head. We've got crates in the root cellar.
Eh, I'll do it later. Oh hey, the transmission's coming in. You better start the show, partner.
You know what's a fun term that signifies camaraderie? Sir.
No, sir, it doesn't.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, Colin.
I don't want to hear about your bowel movements when we're talking. Okay. Just don't mention any organs.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank
all right.
You.
Go ahead. Mundle. Bachelor party / bachelor party. A hello from the Magic Tavern jam. Not the thing with Tom Hanks.
Nailed it.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, you probably turned it off already. There's a bunch of shit about me falling through a dimensional portal, but it's not about me. It's not about me right
today
now.
Today it's not about you.
Today it is not about me, Arnie Niekamp, a man from Ohio who fell through a dimensional portal behind a
bird. A man from Ohio? That sounds like a solo show.
Why did I say Ohio?
Why don't you you should write a play called A Man from Ohio.
I mean, I am from Ohio, but I almost never talk about that.
Are there any other famous earthlings from Ohio?
Sure, a bunch of presidents.
Ooh.
Do they grow in bunches?
Do presidents grow on trees in bunches?
Yeah.
Which presidents? Is there like a grove of presidents?
Mm-hmm, probably that one. I'm smart enough to know that there are a lot of Ohio presidents.
Mm-hmm. Any from Cleveland?
Hmm.
Like in a grove of...
That doesn't sound... Why did I get tricked into agreeing with you?
Any from Columbus?
Christopher.
Hmm.
Wow. I just feel like I'm sounding like more of an idiot than I want to, even for this podcast.
No.
But much more importantly, Chunt. Mm-hmm. You're getting married.
# get wed.
And as I've learned on Foon, the bachelor and bachelor parties happen a little further out from the wedding.
Yep.
And so I'm just excited to share that with you and to record it for a special episode of our podcast.
Thank you so much.
You don't mind that we're documenting everything that happens during this special night, do you?
No. I think that's part of the fun of it is that, it's just going to be that I can listen back to it years from now and recall what a grand time I had, And I do want to say, thank you for making this about me. I do want to apologize because I know a few weeks ago was your birthday. I failed to acknowledge that, and as my best friend, I feel I owe you something, so I got you a gift. So you just want to open that. Be very careful. Because inside are a dozen little presents.
Is it dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous. But you just want to be very careful. They're very, very fragile presents. Each one has a golden gift inside. A little golden gift. And you got a dozen little presents. A dozen presents with a golden inside. You're going to have a shell of a good time opening it. They're eggs. It's a dozen eggs.
But what's
inside? I don't think he gets it yet.
Eggs! Thank you!
I just thought, you know, that might be something you'd enjoy. And they're farm fresh.
Yeah.
They're not bear eggs. They're farm fresh. They're from hens.
Oh, that's great.
One's from a rooster.
Yeah. Are we giving Arnie his belated birthday gifts?
I think so.
Okay, here's your scimitar.
Oh.
It's the traditional gift that you give to someone when they turn 75.
You star. I'm not 75. I turn.
Oh, you're 80? Then you get a scythe. Because you are.
These are progressively depressing presents you give to old people.
Oh, no. It's when you hit 75, you still have some vim and vigor in you, and you can use your scimitar to strike down your enemies.
Yeah. And then what about the scythe?
Oh, that's an indicator of death, is what I mean, for humans.
How old you turn?
I turned 43 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, 43?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Why did you say aw?
Oh, it just doesn't seem right.
What do you mean if it doesn't seem right?
No, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't.
Because I seem so young.
Yeah, you look. I mean, yeah. You look.
I look. What would you say? How old would you say I look?
Oh, how old does anybody look?
I mean, everyone looks a certain age.
You look. Mm-hmm. You are the best you can look. If looks were love, and love were looks, looky here, lovey Lou. How many looks could a love look if look could look?
Okay, I'll take it. I'll choose to take it.
Phew. Oh, you said I really got backed into a corner.
You really stood your ground, though. Yeah. I was very proud of you.
Yeah, I thought to just go, like, talk gibberish until he shut up.
But you know what, guys? Today is not about my beautiful, youthful face. It's about Chunt, and you're getting married, and it's your bachelor party!
Woo! Bachelor party!
Bachelor night!
Badge
night.
I don't want to say that one.
Badge night!
Guess what also? Talbot's
say
here.
Say it.
Badge night.
Thank you. Yeah, Talbot is here. Talbot, how you doing, buddy? Talbot, do you mind telling the guys that dirty limerick you told me? Listen to this. Oh, shit. Can we air that? Do we need to cut that?
Oh, yes, we could cut it out, I suppose.
I mean, I don't know what he said, and I don't know that people on Earth will understand.
Do you want me to translate?
No. Well, give me the highlights.
Well, there's no highlights. It's all lowlights. Uh-huh. It's filthy. It's dirty.
And I am Usador, wizard of this amazing bachelor party.
Yes, thank you so much. Arnie, I want to thank you for putting this on. You are my best man. Mm-hmm. Usador, thank you for being here. You're my best wizard. Talbot, of course, is my best badger. I got a...
Wait, hold on. You have...
A best ghost. I got a best tree. I got a best bear. I got a best witch. I got a best boy. I got girl. I got a best woman. I got a...
Chunt. Huh? Here, you want to put your drink on your best coaster.
Oh, thank you for the best coaster on this best table. That's my best drink. Ooh, it's exhausting getting married.
Yeah, I thought as best man, I was sort of... Like, the most important support person for you in this whole...
You're the most important man that's going to partake in my wedding. What did you...
Oh, okay. No, I thought, in my world, you just have, like, one person, like, a best...
Fireworks!
Whoa, that's
those
amazing!
Those are the best fireworks I've ever seen. Look at that. They turn into one big dragon, and then they chase that teacher around.
Yes, incredible.
Amazing. Those kids will surely get expelled.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, anyway, I don't want to make it about me. Again, it's about you. It's your special.
It's about me. It's my special night.
So am I still in charge of the bachelor party, though?
Yeah, the best man does most of the heavy lifting.
Oh.
But, you know, I got a best of everything.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know what? I've been trying to read up on what happens in a bachelor party on Foon. There's all kinds of stuff. And then I remembered on Earth... The most important thing about a bachelor party.
You have bachelor parties on Earth?
Well, we have bachelor parties.
Yeah, well, I have one of those.
And on Earth, the most important thing is But the best man, whatever they're most invested in happening, that's what you do. So if the best man is like, this has got to be super fucking dirty, it's even if it's like not really what the groom wants, like that's what it's going to be. So I thought, I will do what I know, and we'll have an Earth-style bachelor party for you. Because you want to know about Earth stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and you've picked an Earth best man, so it's only fair to honor some of his traditions.
I mean, Arnie, you've... Briefly, one time you got drunk and told me a little bit about this, but I don't... If you're going to have a person get on the table and slowly rip off articles of clothing one at a time, I don't really want that.
No, that's the thing. I don't want that either.
Oh.
There are different ways that Earth bachelor parties can be. Sure, oh, sometimes people get drunk and there's strippers.
That's what I was gonna say, Arnie, if all the clothes like fell off at once.
Arnie, Extant got canceled. We just learned that. So we're not going to see Extant.
I know, but I have a backup plan besides watching Extant season 2. Sometimes, if you want to have a real great crazy bachelor party.
I do.
You play a bunch of board games. You play a bunch of board games.
What are your fingers doing? That's not a dance.
We're gonna play some board games.
Pointing in opposite directions is not dancing.
It is for me.
Everyone pick up those party crackers in front of you and get ready to pull the string.
Ooh, Talbot, you got one? There you go, buddy. Whoa, a boa constrictor. Oh, a zebra. Holy cow.
Mine had a bear.
Wow, now they're attacking each other.
Yes,
you magicked animals into these little crackers?
Just amazing.
Oh, you're the best wizard.
I'm in charge of fireworks and party favors.
Of course, I do want to state I think it goes without saying, but Usador is the best wizard because technically Usador's out of the running because, you know, I'm marrying
he's not
him.
A wizard.
He's the best wizard to me, but, you know, I just want to, make it known.
Yeah.
So you can't be the best man at your own wedding.
No, that's true. Yeah, of course.
You can't be the best wizard.
Yeah,
that's perfect
and
sense.
And Talbot's the best badger because I don't want to call myself the best badger. That seems a little, egotistical.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
So should we transition from the bachelor party into the bachelor party?
Oh, I mean, I brought Cat or Dr. Legacy if you don't want to play.
Oh, wow. That's the one that's like, it's like seasons of Cat and Dr.
It's like Cat or Doctor, but you like rip up some of the cards or put stickers on.
That sounds.
Like halfway through, suddenly it's like...
Seems like a chore.
It's like a sassy cat instead of just a cat.
Ooh, sassy cat. Do we get to like name the cats? Can I say I want to play that, but only if we're all going to commit to it.
I can do
because I don't want to get like 8 months in and then abandon the game.
I don't know. I feel like I can get like 5 months into it. But I feel like it's that you get it at that point.
It feels like you need a weekend to like just sit down and just play through the whole damn thing.
Oh, I agree. But, sometimes people.
It's hard. It's hard to find the time.
Yeah. Commitment is hard. And that's why we're here, right? To celebrate commitment. Because commitment is hard to anything in life.
Sure.
So I just want to say if we're going to play this game, I want to commit to it.
And we're proud of you, Shunt, for making such a big, important commitment in your life, which is why we're here celebrating the season.
Thank you, Usador. Arnie, anything you want to say to me?
I think you're great. And I'm excited. I'm glad.
So please stop pointing in opposite directions.
This is how I dance. I think you're great. And you know what? I think we're going to have a great time.
I think so, too.
You know what? If we want to transition to the bachelor party part from the bachelor party, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. Right? Talbot backs me up.
You nasty boy. Let's have a little bit more bachelor party, because I do want to let you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before, for the bachelor party, I can't be here.
What?
In Foon, the bachelor party is all about, people getting to know the significant other. So, for the bachelor party, it's going to be you two and Tusador, and the three of you all hang and get to know each other.
Why didn't anybody tell me that?
You knew.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to fucking walk you through how to throw a bachelor party.
Okay. But what are you going to do?
Do what bachelors do. I'm going to go sow some oats.
Now,
I'm going to plant oats. I have an acre of land that I'm going to grow oats on.
You don't talk enough about your farming. It's such a big part of your life.
I'm a very agricultural boy, and I have a plot of land that I do want to grow oats on so that, at some point I can reap the harvest. And, so I'm going to go sow those wild oats.
I can tell, sometimes if you spend a weekend on your farm, you just come back relaxed and in a good mood. Like, there's just something that really centers you about sowing your oats on your farm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Usador has another party favor to reveal.
What?
Chunt, I know how you love wordplay. So for the bachelor party, I made us each a badge to wear.
Badge night.
Badge night.
Mine says Usador.
Mine says sheriff. That's what I am.
Mine says and.
I got distracted.
Okay.
Can you just play along?
No, absolutely.
Can you be an and?
Yes.
Thank you. Before I leave and Tusador gets here, what else do you want to do? I mean, Tusador's given me fireworks and animals and badges. Did you have anything besides board games?
Yes, I have a gift for you. I was going to give it to you at the end of the night, but I guess you're not going to be here. I'll give it to you now.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I know you lost something very important, and I've been doing a lot of research about magic stuff lately, about ways to maybe get myself home. Mm. And
this seems to be about you.
And I was able to pay someone to do a spell to reach into a plot hole dimension and pull out your sperm.
A plot hole dimension?
Yeah, a plot hole dimension. I guess they said it's sort of like a pocket dimension, but more convenient.
Does our show have any plot hole dimensions?
I think every reality has a couple plot hole dimensions, and that's fine until there become too many, and then that really destroys the entire structural integrity of a world. But
gotcha.
One or two is fine, I think.
Yeah, it can always be magicked away.
Yeah, so I didn't know exactly what happened to your sperm on a vial, but I got it back.
Arnie, buddy, you could have mailed that to me. You know you can always post-come.
Oh, yeah, I thought you can mail other people's?
Sure.
Like return to sender,
yeah.
So to speak?
Yeah, people don't check those envelopes.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Thank you so much.
Aww. And I don't, you know.
I thought I lost this again. Let me just put it on my neck here. Thank you so much.
Yo, of course, you're welcome. And I don't know if it's weird to, like, give you your sperm. But, you know.
It's weird.
I mean, it wasn't weird until you said, give you your sperm.
I mean, I don't know if it's weird that the sperm that you poke into your penis when you want to have a kid.
Yeah, I mean, the
you're
more
making
you
it
talk
weird.
About it, the you're...
I mean, he's the one that put the sperm in the vial in the first place. Like, I'm not making it weird.
Was he just going to put it on his shoulder and walk around like an idiot?
Like a continental soldier?
Well, it's still, he can wear it around his neck.
That's fine. I mean, you're just, thank you for the gift. That's, I mean, it's really fantastic. Thank you so much. Also, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm ever going to, you know, use this or how that would physically work sometimes. But if I do have a child, I want the two of you to be... the goddess fathers. Would you be the goddess fathers of my kid?
I would love to do that. For every day I think of little Phone, her sweet little face, and how much I loved caring for her for just a single week. And if anything ever happened to you, Chunt, and you had a child, I would fight through heaven and hell to protect him.
Well, you don't have to go through heaven and hell. I think you could just protect
him. Well, okay.
I mean, if the fight took you there.
I could go around, maybe.
It just seems that sometimes you look for the fight.
Arnie?
Well, you know, Chunt, there have been numerous times since I've come to this world that you have asked me to be some important role in your life, and every time without hesitation I've said yes, and I've always come to regret it. But once again, even though I don't know exactly what I'm agreeing to, and it will probably involve shit being heaped on my head, yes, Chunt. I will be your hypothetical child's goddess parent. Goddess.
Goddess father.
Goddess father.
Aw, you guys. Hug.
Nice.
I love you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
Thank you. And just to explain what a goddess father is if, you know, goddess forbid I should ever die.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, natural causes or, you know, murder.
Yeah, probably.
A goddess father would, excuse me?
You'll probably be. I mean, this is a tough world.
No, you're right. Yeah,
natural causes.
But if I do.
Maybe not murder, but not natural causes.
If I am, you know, struck down by nature itself or some foe, a goddess father avenges my death and then looks after the child.
Oh.
I asked both of you because, Arnie, I know you have a hard time, you know.
I'll take care of the avenging. But, just don't worry about it. I got it covered.
But wait a second. If you're killed by natural causes, do we then still have to avenge your death?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you'd have to kill...
We have to go to heaven and hell itself.
That's right. Again, you two have to figure that shit out. I don't want to get into the hypothetical logistics of, like, if I have a heart attack, how do you avenge that? That's on your fucking shoulders. So don't make me do that.
We have to kill you.
Well, I'm already dead. So that's on your shoulders. That's your work to figure out. I don't want to have to do this work for you, okay? Yeah. It's a great honor to be a goddess father, so take that job and chill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. No, thank you.
And we raised this child, but where's Tusador in this?
He's just a regular father.
Then do we raise the child with Tusador, or only if something happens to Tusador?
No, it's just if it happens to me.
Oh.
So Tusador would help, you know, be...
Would help us?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like the primary...
I don't want to leave him with a kid to raise. That seems like a burden.
Single parents, it's a hard life.
Yeah, it's a very hard life. And Talbot, I would like you to be a get wet nurse. Would you do that? Oh. Oh.
Thank you, Talbot.
Thank you, Talbot. What a polite way to say no.
Wow, that's the first non-filthy.
Thank you for your honesty.
I feel like I stepped on that
too. To be filled. Yeah, to be filled.
Well, Sean, you know what? I was looking forward to spending all night, kind of like...
All night!
Well, you know what? You can go.
No, let's play. Before I go,
okay.
How about we play a quick round of one of the games you brought? Just a quick round. We'll just, you know, just three of us and Talbot watching. The three of us play a little game, and then we'll transition into the bachelor party. Here we go.
Did you bring it in your brain?
Bring your brain game?
No, I don't bring anything in my brain.
You gotta learn how to do that. No. What do we got here? What do you want to play? Do you have a game? Do you have an Earth game? Do you have a game you concocted? Do you want to play a Foonish game?
All right. How about this? We'll play a game. I'm gonna just pull one from my past. And I wish that was the name of a game, but...
Pull one from your past?
Yep.
We can make it a game.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to decide the order.
For time.
We're going to decide the...
Put your fingers down. Stop pointing.
No, I don't got it. I don't have anything.
What was your job back on Earth again?
You know...
Oh, you made games, right?
I made games.
Well, let's play a Jackbox game.
Well, we don't have...
We have you, and you made... Which games did you make? You made Drawful?
Okay.
Is that what you made?
Yeah, I was part of the team that made
it. Wait, you were part of the team or you made it? Which games did you come up with?
Look at these hands. I never made a thing in my life.
Stop pointing. What did you... You made Trivia Murder Party.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Trivia Murder Party.
I'm trying to think. You know what? That one probably came out after I fell through the dimensional portal.
Oh, who made that one?
Some dick.
What did you make? What game did you come up with?
How about this? I helped out a little bit with a very popular game in my world called Quiplash. You guys will love it. Here's what'll happen. I'll do a prompt. You both each come up with a hilarious, like, response to it, and then I'll vote on which one is funnier.
Is this one of those ads we aren't getting paid for?
I mean, look, I guess so.
Jackbox game sounds like it's fun for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Party Pack 5 out now, I hear.
How'd you hear? Let's play. Let's play Quiplash.
Okay.
Here we go.
Something you'd say to your grandma that might not go well.
Grandma, you're dying. How much time do we have?
I mean, we give a generous amount of time because you're entering it on your phones usually, but I think verbally you can give it right away.
And this goes on a shirt?
That's a different game.
Grandmother, I am here to warn you that the Dark Lord is preparing to take over all of Foon, and we must each stand up and take up arms and fight back against...
Shunt wins.
Well, huh?
You ran out of time?
I didn't even finish mine.
Yeah, but there's a character limit.
All right, let's do 15 more of these.
Okay, a new restaurant that...
Wait. Yeah? Does Talbot get a vote, like an audience vote?
Oh, I guess so.
Talbot,
sure.
What do you think? All right.
You voted for you too?
Mm-hmm.
Quiplash.
What was your next one you said?
A movie that just might not...
We've never seen movies.
Oh, you never saw movies? All right. Okay, let me think of another one. Something an American president might say that just might not be good to say in front of your grandma.
Grandma, the president is dying.
I am the president of Arnold's United States of America.
Chunt wins.
Oh, yes! I'm crushing this.
I mean, even though I think the president says it, but the president talked about the president dying, but that's all right.
Can I just say, I really enjoy your game show host voice.
Mm-hmm.
Where it always starts off just Arnie, and then it gets into a little bit of this.
I'm just, that's how you let them know that the funny, the part, the real saucy part is coming.
Let's do one more, then we'll take a break.
Okay, sure. Let's see here. A thing you can have for breakfast that just might not agree with grandma.
Ooh, porn.
Eggs? She's allergic to eggs in this scenario.
Usador wins.
Aww.
Yes!
The one time I don't say eggs. Motherfuck. I can't believe we played 14 more rounds of Quiplash.
I know. You guys are really good. And it's easy and fun for the whole family.
It's so much fun. I mean, if I had any sort of gaming system in Earth, then I would buy those packages. Especially the one with that guestionage game. When I think about that game, I just really like the voice.
Oh, sure.
You said any games you like?
I liked Bomb Corp.
Well, Quiplash, Bomb Corp, and Guestionage. Not available in Party Pack 5 in stores now.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and head out. Me and Talbot are going to go start sowing those wild oats.
Wait, Talbot gets to go with you?
Yeah, he's a badger.
Oh. So it's just going to be Usador and me and...
And Tusador.
Yeah.
Tusador, why don't you come out from under the table? Well, I'll leave you all to it and play nice, okay?
Good night, Chunt. We
Good
love
night.
You.
Love you.
Love you, Chunt.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Tusador.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Arnie, yeah, start the bachelor party.
Arnie, start the bachelor party.
Okay, I don't know how... I wasn't expecting you, Tusador, to be here. I guess I don't know how this part works.
Oh, I think Chant mentioned it earlier. I mean, I heard some muffled sounds from under the table, but it sounded like he explained it pretty well. What happens is you get to know the significant other of the person getting married, which is me.
Right. Well,
so I guess just like, I don't know, get to know me, ask me questions. Let's just hang out and have a great time.
I guess I can't think of any good like structure to get to know somebody. Like, is there?
I think just come from a place of curiosity.
All right, we'll play a game of Quiplash.
I'll start us off. No. Hold on. This is always a great first question to ask at a bachelor party.
Ooh, this sounds fun.
So, Tusador, how's your wife?
She's good. I assume you're talking about Madeline?
Yes?
Yeah,
she's doing quite well.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Is she excited about the wedding?
Yeah, she is. She'll be there, and she's hoping to participate in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And, she very much approves of Chunt. I just have to say that all my friends and my wife and everyone I know love and adore Chunt, so I hope that the feeling is mutual.
Oh, we love and adore Choo Choo as well.
Well, I meant in terms of the Chunt's friends all like me.
Oh, yes, Tusador. I know that we had our differences when we first met, but I've come to find you quite charming and engaging.
Oh. Well, yes, I am engaged. Arnie?
What he said.
Let's play a round of Quiplash.
Okay.
And then we'll play a round of Dragon's Talon.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do a round of Quiplash.
It's fun to play this game with people you don't know, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. People that you're comfortable saying... saucy things around.
Oh, sounds good. And I do want to just preface this game by saying that I am funny.
Oh!
Usually people who aren't funny have to say they're funny, but this is the one exception. I'm funny.
Oh, well, good to know that you're funny.
Thank you.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a jokester.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Come in.
I get it.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Do you get it?
I don't.
What's there to get?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you remember when we taught you about knock-knock jokes?
I think so. I can't tell if I'm just not getting knock-knock jokes or Tusador's knock-knock jokes.
Tomato, tomato. Let's play a round of Quiplash.
All right. Okay. Well, something you would say to your groom-to-be's friends... to let them feel good about the fact that you're getting married, even though you're already married, that just might not be a good thing to say in front of grandma.
Boner farts. Sorry, I warned you. I'm pretty funny.
Pretty good.
I noticed that bee sting inside your mouth.
Oh.
Saucy.
That is very saucy, because my crotch is made of bees. Yeah. My south is made of bees.
Tucidor, look,
My south mouth is what I call my penis.
Why do you call your penis your south mouth?
That is a little peculiar, I have to admit.
I'm not quite sure, it just rhymes.
Do you eat
it? It does rhyme.
Yeah.
Do I eat with my penis?
Yeah.
Are you fucking insane? No, it's just made of bees.
Oh. Okay.
Don't be stupid.
Look, Tucidor, I'm sorry. I'm really trying to make this work. I guess we just don't know. I know.
What are some tangible efforts that you've deployed to make this work?
I tried to not dislike you. I've actively tried to only say passive aggressive bad things about you rather than
straight up
bad things about you.
Can I just say, yeah, if we're letting all of our frogs out of the pond, I do feel like Isidore, you're wonderful and you've made an effort, and I feel like we have a connection and
we have
a foundation to build upon.
Yes.
Arndog, I feel like
it's A-Train, please.
A-Train, I feel like we don't have that. I feel like as I try and lay the foundation, that you're quicksand, my man. And no. I feel like the foundation I try and put in place just sinks to the bottom.
I must interject here. If we talk often about Arnold and the fact that he may not care for Tucidor, but Tucidor, do you like Arnold?
I mean if I'm being honest, yeah.
Well, of course.
But it does pull on my cloak that you don't follow me on social media and stuff.
Well, you're on social media?
Well, I'm on Twitter.
What's...
You don't follow me on Twitter.
Well, how do I get on Twitter?
You go to Twitter twice.
Oh.
You have to double up.
And it's just small things like that where it's like, if I notice that you're not following me on Twitter, it's not socially acceptable to come out and say, hey, why don't you follow me on Twitter? But it gnaws at my brain, you know? Like, when I go to sleep, hovering above my bed, it keeps me up.
Tucidor, I've always wanted to ask you, if you returned to a life of crime, would all of your crimes be themed with the number 2?
Probably. Twitter, Tweft, Twabbery.
Tucidor, if you were to go to the bathroom right now...
Take a number 2.
Yep.
Any other brain busters?
What number am I thinking of?
2.
Yep, it was 2.
See? This is fun. We're bonding.
Look,
Gaily of Luckton Comer. Look.
Oh,
little,
very good.
A little flame that's in a comer.
You're becoming a very good sorcerer.
Thank you. I mean, I am a wizard.
Well, that's look, it's just
were you guys
like
about to sing a song? Why did you harmonize? I'm up here.
Thing about...
Look, Tucidor, we love Chunt very much. He's very important to us.
Oh, I love him too.
Sure
he's my
he's
best
safe.
Bud, yeah. Well, he's safe. I mean, he's in badger form, and besides wolverines, badgers are some of the most ferocious animals.
Guess so. Look, he's an adult. We don't have to, like, make decisions for him. He can take care of himself. But, you know, there are just some things that are red flags, like, you're already married.
You're holding that red flag.
Well, let me just put it down.
See?
Well, that's better. One red flag down.
I thought it might draw attention to when we played Quiplash. It's not a joke or anything.
For the listeners at home, Arnie's eyes rolled back into his head as he thought of something to respond with.
But in my defense, I do that on almost every line I say.
But yeah, let's air our grievances. Like, if your pot's boiling over about something that I'm doing or that you're worried about, let's talk it through it. Let's talk it through it.
Talk it through it.
Talk it through
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Let's talk it through
let's
it.
Let's talk it through it.
Okay, well, look.
Look who's talking through it, too. Come on.
The biggest thing, maybe we just didn't get off on a good foot to start with. Like, literally, we first met you claiming that you're Usador, which you are clearly not Usador.
I was a little bit befuddled, I'll admit it. I'm not Usador, I'm Tucidor. But sometimes, you know, I have bad hearing. I had ear tubes twice.
Tubes?
Tubes. I had air tubes twice. Okay, so sometimes
so
when
that's 4.
When somebody says, you know, Usador, I hear Tucidor. So sometimes it's hard to hear what people are saying.
You know, Tucidor, what do you think the source of that befuddlement was?
I'm not sure.
But what do you remember before that?
Before the befuddlement?
Yes.
Darkness. and a light ringing sound. Like ringing.
So you don't remember anything about your life before that?
Wait. What did the ringing sound like?
Ring. Ring-a-ding.
I think another song is stuck.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding-a-ding.
No, keep doing it.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Yep.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yep, keep going.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Mm-hmm.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Yep. No, keep it. Don't keep going.
That's all I remember is darkness and the ringing. And I'm not sure where I was or what I was before that. But I just knew, you know, in the recesses of my brain that my name is Tisidor. You know, and there is obviously...
Sorry, what was the sound one more time?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Mm-hmm.
Ring-a-ding-ding-a-ding.
Mm-hmm.
Ring-ding-a-ding-ding. Ding-a-ring.
Silver bells.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Silver bells.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Arnie, it's now you solstice say... It's time.
Arnie, now you have to say a medal and then a bell that medal is conformed into.
Yes.
Okay.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Iron Man.
No, that's not a bell.
Oh. What's another type? Bell is just bell. Are there types of bells?
Yeah, of course.
Cowbells.
Bells of the ball.
Church bells.
Bells of Lugosi. You know, the bells where you're like,
look, I am trying to like
it.
You too, sir.
Let's go see those bells. Let's go see.
Butter bells.
Butter bells.
Butter bells.
What?
Nothing.
Now, we've lost focus here. We are airing our grievances so that Arnie and Tusador can build a foundation of a relationship together. And I, as the mighty wizard of light and shadow, shall help create this foundation upon which your friendship shall be built.
And I, as the wizard of surf and turf, will try and help by, you know, just being as calm as I can. And if we need some crab legs, we need some crab legs.
Can I have a crab leg?
Yeah, of course. Here you go.
Ooh, thank you.
But when we talk about foundation, Tusidor, maybe my problem
is... He only ate the shell. I've never seen that.
That is a little strange.
It's the best part.
All the meat's just thrown about.
It's where all the crunch is.
Your mouth is bleeding.
Ah, yes. That's how you know you had a good crab.
It was crunch time. What do you want to say, Arnie?
Look, we're talking about building a foundation of friendship. I feel like there's no foundation there with you. Like, there's just something, I hate to say it, like, just
say
comes
it.
Off as shady about you.
I've heard the rumor. I've heard the rumor that I'm not a wizard.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well,
and I've heard that, you know, Jen Livia the Red, no offense, I heard that she says I'm also not a wizard.
Like, every wizard I've met has said that you're not a wizard.
Yeah, I get it. All wizards don't think I'm a wizard.
Now, it's not that I don't think you're magical. You are definitely magical. Your crotch is made of bees. You're definitely magical. I just don't think you're a wizard, the same as the other wizards.
I can fly.
It's interesting that you said shady. Now that Arnold says that, I see around you there is a dark, literal shadiness to you.
Oh, yeah, I've never noticed that.
Yeah, there's this sort of very thin shadiness around
you.
Yeah,
it makes me kind of look kind of smoky.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Slim.
It really brings out my eyes.
Tusidor.
Yeah?
Is it possible that you are some aspect of another being that has split off and become its own being?
Yeah. I mean, now that you mention it, one of the biggest clues is that my name is Tusidor. So, your name is Usidor, so I'm probably some sort of, I don't know.
So that's a good place to start.
Well,
who could it be?
There's Usidor, there's Tusidor, there's Threesicrow, there's Foursidor, there's Fivesidor, there's Sixidor. It goes all the way up. Just like stairs.
What?
Although stairs also go all the way down when you think about it.
Oh, I've never thought about stairs that way.
You know, I've thought sometimes that we do share a bond because of the fact that my name is almost yours. And also that a lot of my personality traits, which are being a cool radical dude...
I don't have!
...are traits that you don't have. So maybe I'm some sort of, I don't know, runoff?
A wish.
Oh, are we granting wishes?
If you are some part of me that is split off and is not part of me anymore... maybe even something I wished I could be.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You wished you could be Tussidor?
Well, he's making the point that he's all the things that I am not. Don't we always wish for that which we cannot have?
Oh, damn, Snap.
I mean, isn't any other thing all the things that you are not? Like, just because he's got his genitals are bees and yours aren't, that doesn't mean...
I see your point. I must have also wished you into existence.
Whoa.
There's no Ani. There never was.
There never was.
How did I not see this before?
Oh, no, I'm accidentally turning Usidor into a psychopath.
This is absolutely insane. The conspiracies abound.
Well, there's only one way to end all of this. I'm going to have to devour you both and reconstitute you into myself.
Well, wait. If you eat me... You're not going to reabsorb my personality traits. You're just going to remember me.
I do remember everything I eat.
I think what happened was, at some point, you shed personality traits that you did not enjoy or celebrate in yourself.
Or I just didn't need.
And those personality traits manifested into the me, a wizard. So I'm just the unwanted runoff of Usidor. Wow, what a heavy realization.
So you're like wizard shit.
Well...
I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that's fair at all.
Wizard piss?
That's closer. Thank you.
Ani, that applies to you as well.
No,
We've clearly established that you are both some aspect of myself which I have shed and no longer care to have. I'm not going to devour you. You've talked me out of that. But, shall say this. If you are some part of me, some aspect of me that has been freed, then you know that we were born some conspiracy with animals and forces of nature that required a champion to come forth. And I hereby grant unto you, as the former king of the wizards, I grant unto you full wizard status.
What? Can you do that?
To me or to Arnie?
Both of you. You're both part of my personalities I've shed.
Whoa.
That aren't real full people, but just some shade of a person. Sort of a one-dimensional caricature.
Whoa, woman. Finally, I'm officially respected by the wizard community and by the Arnie community because you're a wizard.
Yeah. What color should I be? Goldenrod?
I like salmon for you.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
You're already really pushing that salmon thing.
But Usidor, has anything like this happened before? I guess I don't really know enough about magic to know what this means for Tussidor. And Usidor, what does this mean for Chunt?
Yeah, is there any sort of U.S. precedent about this?
Well, of course. I've mentioned Tutax before.
Oh, Tutax.
Tutax?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's like Spintax, but a little different.
Now, here's the thing. Once you split off, you start living your own life. You become your own entity. You are a fully formed entity, Tussidor. Ani, you're getting there.
I'm more than fully formed.
Can I ask something? If I'm the personality traits in terms of, like, being relaxed and chill... that you didn't care for because they didn't fit in with your goals?
Mm-hmm.
How come my dick and balls is bees?
Yeah.
You know?
Did you used to have that going on in here?
I don't recall that.
Maybe a bee flew into the runoff?
Maybe it was like the butt soup thing, and for a while I thought, what if my genitals were bees? And I thought, oh, that's not a good idea.
And it's so weird to meet your dad.
Oh, right? I guess I am sort of your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Common conversation when you meet your dad, you're like, Dad, why is my dick the way it is?
Why my dick bees?
Do you have any questions about your genitals?
So many, but I don't want...
Is your dick bees?
Need answers from you. I mean, sometimes...
But I'm your papa now, too.
Yeah, say hi to your papa.
Hi, papa.
Ooh, what is that carrying sack that you have? Is that new?
Yes, I just got it.
Your sack of carrying is a new one?
My new sack of carrying?
My papa's got a...
Oh, yes, this is a brand new bag.
Thank you.
Here we go.
I think I've been hanging around Chun too long. Is there a Twarney?
Oh, is there
another me?
Well, not another you, but a Twarney.
Oh, like a runoff from me?
A runoff of the runoff.
Usidor, if Tussidor is you runoff, can there be Tussidor runoff?
Yeah, maybe Tussidor?
I suppose it would take a little time, but it's not impossible.
A little tenderness. Tussidor.
Tussidor.
That's probably what their name would be. Do you... disagree?
Where else are you gonna put a two in that name?
Yeah, Tutuador? Don't be fucking stupid.
Tutusidor? I don't know.
Tutusidor? I mean, I guess that's pretty good. I like you. I try to hate you, but I can't. I kind of hate you. I love you because Chant loves you.
Usidor, Where did this accent come from?
Do I have an accent?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, you do have a bit of an accent.
That's wild. What do I sound like?
You sound like someone from Hawaii.
Ew.
Sound like you, you know, you're out there, you know, on the waves, you know, catching 10.
Ew. I'd like to catch 10. Or even 9. Arnie, what do I sound like?
Yeah, I guess you sound like someone from Hawaii. Sometimes it gets slower, faster.
Really? It gets slower, faster?
A little bit. Sometimes mid-word.
That's so weird. Hey, do me a favor. Chances that you say a word very funny. Could you say spooky? Just use it in a sentence. I can come up with a sentence if you're buff at all.
Sure, yeah. Give me a sentence. Wait, hold on. What's a way to use spooky that just might not be good for grandma?
Oh, boy. Grandma, you forgot to take your medication. Isn't that spooky?
Sure. Grandma, you forgot to take your medication. Isn't that spooky?
Grandma, your underthings are spooky.
Oh.
Who won?
Tucidor gets it.
Oh, damn it!
Oh, it's all happening. Arnie validated me. He gave me the point in Quiplash, the Jack-Jack Box party game that's in stars now.
The Jack-Jack Back party game.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Jack-Back party pack. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack-Back. Thank you so much. It means the world to me that you would vote for my concoction.
You're glowing.
Huh?
Yes, you are glowing.
Whoa.
This is the opportunity we have now that you've been validated by Arnie. Let me touch you here on the shoulder.
Okay.
I shall remove this dark shade from around you.
Get it off, Dad.
And you shall become fully formed as the person you are always meant to be.
Wait, what? Is this going to turn into a thing where he gets real genitals or what?
Yarath, nyam, yath, yak, yah.
Whoa.
Do you feel better now?
I feel a little bit better. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, Tucidor. Oh, Chunt's going to be so surprised that I'm his father-in-law.
I wonder if I can do magic now. Ask me to do something, Arnie.
Is that an important part of the process?
Ask him to do something, Arnie.
Ask me to do something.
Tucidor, would you please do some magic?
Well, I need a specific task or goal.
Would you do some magic to the floor?
You can't...
Ask him to shrink something.
I need you to give me a specific task. You can't say do magic or do magic at something. Don't give me a direction and say north magic. And it's
shrink something with magic.
Pick a specific thing.
What thing would you like me to shrink?
Specifically shrink this table. No, shrink.
Not this very table.
Shrink that table.
Okay, let me give it a shot. Ear nymphs, nymph, myum. Yep. Ring a ding a ding. Oh, I think it got slightly smaller.
Yeah,
that's good.
Right?
Good.
Yeah.
Did it?
I mean, it's hard to tell. Sometimes
you
you're watching something.
Yeah.
And you're like, is it getting smaller?
I feel like it kind of shrunk.
Maybe.
Yeah. But also, people are eating there, so I didn't want to, like, make it shrink too small.
Sure.
I want to be respectful.
Yeah.
Tucidor, have you considered going to the great halls of Tarakas where you can learn more about how to use your innate wizardly gifts?
I mean, I've heard of it.
You should go. It's wonderful.
Would you vouch for me or write me a letter of recommendation?
I would gladly write you this letter.
So can I ask you something that I've been meaning to ask? If I'm your magical runoff, what's Kid Usidor?
He's just a kid that I named Kid Usidor. He's not magic at all.
Is he my brother?
Yeah, sort of like half-brother, adopted brother, sure, yeah.
Should I treat him any differently?
You should always treat him with love and respect.
But the full love and respect that I'd give a full sibling?
I mean, I haven't seen him in months, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
He's dead.
What?
No, I'm just extrapolating. Is he dead?
No, he just ran away from home and I didn't care to follow him.
Let's just say he might as well be.
Arnie?
Mm-hmm?
I want to thank you for the compassion and love that you've shown me over the course of this bachelor party.
Of course.
I think I've had a fucking grand time. I'm drunk.
Oh, wait. What have you...
On love.
Oh.
I'm drunk on booze.
Arnie, you drunk?
I haven't really been drinking anything. I should have. When have people been drinking? We've been talking constantly.
I've been drinking this whole time.
I've been butt-chugging.
You've been you're drunk on love, which you've been butt-chugging this whole time? Look, I don't want to make it weird,
You made it weird.
Look, I'm just following the clues that you put down.
Before we come to a close, let's do one thing. Just three friends, two of them children of the third.
Fireworks!
Wow. Let's play one more round of Creeplash. But this time, I'll give the question, friend.
Okay. Friend back?
I'll take it. What's something that you wouldn't want to do with your grandma?
What? Like I said, that accent sometimes.
I wouldn't want to go and eat a mushroom ragout because in this scenario, I have a grandmother, which I don't really have, and she's allergic to mushrooms.
Ooh.
I would not want to listen to this podcast with either of my grandmothers who are no longer with us. May they rest in peace.
Point, Arnie.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
You're my best friend.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I wanted to hear back.
Before I agree to be your best friend, like, what does that mean? Every time I agree to be something, it turns into, like, the rules of it are not what I'm expecting them
to
be.
Well, at the wedding, you know, you're Chunt's best man, and you'd be my best friend.
Huh.
Which just means that you're the best of my friends that are there that aren't anyone I'm marrying or, you know, family.
Yeah.
Like my daddy.
Isn't Arnie already best friends with Chunt, though?
Yeah, but that's
just for the wedding.
That's outside of the wedding, they're best friends, so that's eternal. Whereas for this, it would just be, you know, an honorific for the wedding.
Hmm.
Also, Daddy, would you give me away? I know you're also officiating.
I'm officiating the ceremony.
Could you give me away?
Oh, let's see.
Whilst officiating?
I will try, yes.
Good enough for me. You're both so generous to me.
So many roles.
Well, I sometimes do get chopped up into little pieces, and there are many of me. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe one of those became you.
Ooh, maybe.
Or maybe the time you died. There's so many crazy things that have happened.
Well, let's just say we figured it out with the first option. Otherwise, we'd be here all night hypothesizing.
That's true.
I shall give you away by chopping myself in half and having one half-sized Usador walk you down the aisle and the other half-sized Usador perform the ceremony.
Works for me. Arnie, have you ever been to the Hypothecary?
I have not.
You go there and he'll help you hypothesize.
Yeah, but I'd worry about I'd lose control.
How so?
I don't know, that's about the extent of my hypothesis knowledge. Can't really... Boy.
This wasn't a test, it's a conversation.
I feel like every conversation is a test.
Wow.
What a way to look at the world.
Every conversation is a test. That's incredible. And also, I feel like, you know, when you enter into conversation, it's a contractual agreement that you're going to hold up your end of the conversation. Because I don't know about you two, but some of the worst things that's happened to me is when you start conversing with someone and they don't hold up their end of the conversation.
Don't be too hard on Arnie. He hasn't started glowing yet, and I haven't been able to make him whole.
Yeah, that is weird.
Wait, I hold up my end of the conversation. What are you guys insinuating? When do I not hold up my end of a conversation?
A lot of times, like just next? Now, you'll say what's next, or you'll just repeat what somebody else said.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm holding up my end. It's like you're moving a couch. Maybe you can't use the full weight of both of your hands to hold something up.
Arnie?
If you're just kind of holding it a little bit, or you're opening the doors for moving a couch, that's the same. Like, I'm holding up my end of the conversation by just being like, or saying, sure.
So that's what the most I've seen you talk in this whole podcast.
Let me understand this metaphor then. You think your job on this show is to open the doors while other people do the heavy lifting?
Sure.
Every conversation is a test. And my friend, you failed.
You fail.
repeated what I said.
We have come to some agreement where you are friends.
No, you failed.
You failed. We've come to an agreement, but I'm going to send you post-cum.
What?
Well, I'm going to send you some honey just as a thank you for being my best friend.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I do really like honey.
Very
I'll try
good.
Not to
it's organic.
Think about where
it's
came
raw.
From.
And it's going to be tasty.
But I guess it's not like the honey came from your genitals. It's like just that your genitals.
No, my genitals
made
the honey.
The honey,
so it's not. It's made. You know.
So it's.
If you don't think about it, it's probably the best.
Here. I ordered these cordials to drink to celebrate the end of the evening.
Ooh.
So just go ahead and take a sip of that.
Okay. Mine was cherry.
Yep. That was a friendship potion. Now you're friends.
Oh,
I didn't
what?
Drink mine.
What?
Now you're friends. You
Wait,
have to get along.
Let me try
I use magic on you.
Let me try say something bad to Arnie. Arnie, listen here. You're tall, Very handsome and really intelligent dude.
Tusador? Sure.
Well, it worked.
It does work. That was the nicest sure I've ever given anybody on this show.
All we have to do now is make you glow and make you whole.
I'm not...
you glow and make you whole. Ring a ding, ding, ding a ding a ding ding. Gonna make you glow, gonna make you whole. Ring a ding, ding, ding a ding ding ding.
I think that potion is wearing off. Tusador, is it weird if we do some emails?
Not at all.
Oh, great.
I want business to be per use.
Oh, great. Well,
do you usually read emails?
I mean, we used to read them all the time.
No.
Here's an email that I got to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Hey, everyone. I hate to stereotype, but are all wizards drug dealers? It seems like. Usador is a notorious Morglorb dealer. Jamila said he was holding. Genlevia is brewing some dank potions. And Can is definitely high on something. But hey, who am I to judge? All the best, Luca from Brooklyn.
I mean, part of my job as a wizard is to make potions and poultices that help heal people and enhance their abilities, give them a buffer against the world that they must face, and sometimes that buffer is just a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, and I do cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it just makes me fun.
Well, have you tried Morglorb?
I mean, I've heard tale.
Oh, here. Here's a free bit.
Here's a little bump of the devil's dandruff.
Oh, thank you.
Go nose skiing.
Guys.
If you catch my drift.
Guys, don't take anything that's going to detract from when we really dive into these board games a little later on.
Should you not do board games on coke?
No, it's not safe.
Oh. What would happen?
You finish immediately.
That sounds great. We could play let's all do some cocaine and we'll finish the legacy version of Cat or Doctor.
Can only commit to a little bit of it.
Fail.
Also, I think the subtext of this email is that Luke is a drug dealer.
Oh, well, I don't condone that unless you're a wizard.
Yeah, don't do drugs unless you're magical. Then you just need something to take the edge off.
That's right.
No. Arnie, do you do drugs on Earth?
No.
Why are you winking?
Because this could be used against me in a court of law.
Wait. Wait, the things we say here can be used against us in a court of law?
Wait, are you joking me?
Are you telling me this now?
This is being recorded. This is evidence. We have a lot of documentation that you are clearly a high-level Morglorb dealer.
And I have committed several murders.
Yes, which we talk about all the time.
And I've committed dozens of twerters. It's what I call murders.
Well, luckily, all of those crimes were committed by the part of me that isn't a part of me anymore.
Hold on.
I just got thrown under the cart.
You know what? I think I'm not necessarily a runoff from you, Usador, but both of our runoff went into one being named Tusador.
Yeah.
Anything.
Wait, I'm also Arnie runoff?
Yeah.
Maybe
Chanton, if he wants
to
get in on this.
So I'm an amalgamation of the three of you?
Yeah, I gotta say, Usador, we don't talk about that much, but I feel like the sheriff and Wheelbear are closing in on us any second. They're gonna come and try to arrest us for killing Blemish.
We really need a fall guy.
We need a fall guy.
What are you guys talking about behind your hands?
Our best friend.
Aww. We love you, Tusador.
All of you guys.
Fireworks!
Upon careful deliberation, I'll take the Tom Hanks film, thank you very much. Usador was by Matt Young. Chunt and Tusador were by Adol Refai.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Leban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf.
Now that our plan has fallen into place and I'm back in my rightful place at the center of the cosmic web, there's just one problem left. How to break the news about Craig to the Bunker Guardian High Command.
Oh, I don't think that'll be a problem. Weeks ago, I had the idea to install a copy of Craig's personality onto the main terminal so we could create a holographic duplicate of him and fool the council.
Excellent go-get-itude, Trisha.
But Craig changed all the passwords, so instead of that, I just developed a pitch-perfect impression of Craig's voice. Watch this. See you next week, space friends, with another super fun episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yes, uncanny.
I know, right? It's never too late in life to discover another talent.